Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And man, oh man, has there been a lot of fraud happening in this province?
Fraudsters, scams,
email? Schemes.
Oh yeah,
everything. Can you think of one that you've been exposed to or someone's talked to you about?
Well, my favorite one is the Prince of Nigeria.
The Prince of Nigeria.
Yeah. Where
he's
know,
still around.
Yeah, it keeps coming back. It's a great email one. But you see a lot of phishing out there, phishing with a P.
Yeah.
So people are actually looking for information, trying to get your personal information and how to do that. I get a great one. The other one that really sort of strikes me there, Faisal, is the one I get on telephone. The CRA is going to imprison me.
Yes.
I love that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you're still here. It's impressive.
Yeah. I haven't been imprisoned yet.
That's impressive. There's a lot of investment scams out there, too.
For sure.
And during a time like this where there's a pandemic, people are going through desperate times, desperate measures, and they are looking for ways to make a quick buck. And sometimes they go through this whole investment scam or fraud. And so we want to kind of educate our audience about what's happening out there. And we're joined with Hillary McMeek, and she's the Director of Communications and Investor Education at the Alberta Securities Commission. Hillary, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, let's talk about these fraudsters and their playbook, Hillary. What's the playbook for a fraudster? How can we kind of walk us through what normally happens?
Oh, great question. And I, you know, going back to what you were saying, I just want to quickly say that, you know, and we've talked about this before, we know a lot of Albertans, or at least one in four that we can tell from our research, one in four Albertans feel like they've been approached with a fraudulent investment opportunity in the past. So we created this tool, exactly as you call it, the Fraudster's Playbook. That's our affectionate term. It's properly titled Don't Be Fooled by Fraud, and it's a guide to protecting your hard-earned money. And we built it because there are seven common steps that we see in the things that we investigate, in the, you know, the cases and the situations that we see. We see the same common seven steps that a fraudster will take. And so we have created this booklet, and it's available on checkfirst.ca to really help break it down for people. And what's really important to us is that we don't just say, hey, this is what to watch out for, but we also say, here's how to protect yourself. So just quickly, the seven steps, the fraudster will identify a potential victim for a scam. So they will, using what's happening in the world around them, preying on those of us that are vulnerable, particularly during an economic downturn, they will target you based on, you know, maybe something you said to them, maybe a conversation you've had. And then from there, they befriend you and really start to try to build your trust and earn your trust and give you sort of inside information. And it's really, they're constantly trying to, you know, become friends with you. And then they start to drop hints or showcase the benefits of their investment opportunities. So they might showcase their fancy cars or their house or the vacations that they've gone on, all because of this really cool investment opportunity that they tease. Then they ultimately offer you that investment opportunity. And the first thing, if you go into it, the first thing they'll do is they'll give you a little bit of money to show that it's real. But then all of a sudden, in step six, they disappear. We call it the ghosting act. They disappear. They're hard to get a hold of. They don't respond to your calls. They're slow to get back to you. And then all of a sudden, after you've figured out there might be something wrong, then they ask you for more money because they might help you to try to get the money back. And we call that the recovery act. So they're in fact trying to get more money out of you to try to help you get your money back. So those are seven common steps that we see, and we created the Fraudster's Playbook to map those out for people so that you would know that you know, this is what's happening. And then there are all kinds of notes in there on what are steps you can take to protect yourself.
Well, and it sounds all the things you just described is like a good episode of American Greed on CNBC. There's no way out of it. But, you know, that being said, Hillary, what are some of the big red flags that could show that an investment here in Alberta and to Albertans, it could be a fraud?
Great question. Number one, promises of high returns with little or no risk. We know, right? When there's big returns, there's usually bigger risk, right? So that's just something, as soon as someone says, oh, no risk, little alarm bells should go off in your head. The second one is that pressure to invest immediately, right? Jump in right now. Got to make the decision right now. We also know that, you know what, a really good investment is one that you should be able to take the time to research, mm-hmm. right? You should be able to check it out. So that pressure, another red flag. You know, one of the biggest ones that we certainly see is the person who's trying to sell you this investment opportunity is not actually registered to sell you that opportunity. Those people that are in the business that are, and there's a lot of really great, legitimate investment opportunities and people who are trying to sell them, and they are registered to do so in the province of Alberta. So they are the people that you want to be talking to. And so it's really important to ask that question, are you registered? Tell me a bit about your background. How did you come to be involved with this investment opportunity? So, and then the last couple, right, it claims to be tax-free. Very little in life, unfortunately, is tax-free. And insider tips is the final red flag that that I would say. You know, someone saying, I'll get you in. I'll give you the, you know, the scoop that very few people know about. Again, it really good and really good investment opportunities. All of this information is publicly available to you. So those are just some of the red flags.
Hillary, can someone try to gather money for an investment that is not registered with the Alberta Securities Commission? Or does everybody, and I'm talking like private real estate deals, offering memorandums that are out there, all these different types of investments that people are exposed to, are they allowed to provide a type of investment even though they're not registered with the Alberta Securities Commission?
Generally speaking, I think probably, Faisal, there's probably some elements, but generally speaking, by and large, those that are selling investment opportunities need to be registered to do so, because there's rules that they have to follow, yeah. right? And there's rules in how they engage with their clients. There's rules in the information they provide their clients. And that's why the first question should always be, tell me about your registration. Tell me about your background and your experience, right? Because you want to know that you're working with someone reputable, someone that is working within the laws that exist today.
Andrew, you know, I had a couple of messages sent through me through social media, and they're like, there's this cryptocurrency, Faisal, you got to get in. And all these red flags have come up. Like everything that Hillary was talking about has been popping up. Cryptocurrency is probably one of the most well-known schemes that are going on right now. Okay? Yep. They're using that type of tool. When it comes to those types of investments, Hillary, how do we know if the investment is legitimate? Maybe the advisor or the individual is registered, but how do we know that the investment is legitimate here in Alberta?
That's a great question. Number one is doing a bit of research. It's finding out about the actual company or the opportunity, as you said, that crypto exchange or cryptocurrency or whatever it is that's coming to you. Take the step. How do you know? I mean, to some degree, we always pay attention to how long has the organization been in business, right? Have they done this before? And we certainly saw this in the early days of COVID, and I think it still exists today. All of a sudden, companies that were once, doing some sort of pipeline manufacturing are now manufacturing something to do with COVID, PPE or something else, right? Mm-hmm. And really, you want to pay attention to the history of the organization and their experience, and maybe the history and the experience of the leadership, right? And all of that information should be publicly available to you, and you should be able to ask for that information so that you can see that there is legitimacy to what they're building. And yeah, maybe it's a new startup, absolutely, but they should be able to talk about their experience and or what they've been doing in the marketplace. So it gives you a sense of they're not just, you know, popping out of the blue, selling you something that has been in existence for 5 minutes, really.
Hillary, my youngest daughter takes karate lessons. And one common word she uses with me is KYI, K-Y-I, which we in our industry says, know your investment. Know what you're investing in, KYI, KYI. So otherwise you get chopped and you get hurt, right? That's the big lesson I learned from my youngest daughter. So something we can teach all of our listeners and everybody in Alberta about this. You know, we could be talking a lot more about this topic and educating many more. But we're running out of time. So Hillary, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. And please, honestly, all of your listeners, check out checkfirst.ca. There's so many resources and additional information for anyone on the investing spectrum, whether you're just starting out or you've been in it for a long time. It's a resource there that's available to everybody.
Check out checkfirst.ca. We've been joined by Hillary McMeekin, Director, Communications and Investor Education at the Alberta Securities Commission. And we will be talking about how do you actually properly invest? How do you profit and protect in these types of markets? You know, there's a lot of fraud going on, but there's a lot of volatility in the conventional markets out there, Andrew. And we're going to talk about how do you profit and protect on Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com. So don't go away. We'll be talking about the top tax tips so you can save money this year. You're on 770 CHQR. And More Than Money.